Well, for only the third time in US history, the House of Representatives is preparing to vote to impeach a president. The debate in the case of Donald Trump begins tonight. The vote is likely at some stage tomorrow. It's a bit fluid. But when the ayes and noes are counted, it's expected to be the ayes that have it, since the Democrats control the House of Representatives. The matter then goes to the Senate, where a presidential trial will be held. Key senators, though, are still angling to have no witnesses, and they say the impeachment won't succeed there, while President Trump weighed in with his own take, described by some commentators as blistering and unhinged. Rachel Mealy reports.
Across the country, Americans have rallied in support of the impeachment vote. In President Trump's hometown of New York, hundreds of people gathered in the cold, drizzly rain.
Well, I was thinking before about how the impeachment process just drags on in such a way that I think for a lot of people it's starting to kind of fade into the background. But it's actually really serious, and the charges are, for me, pretty terrifying.
A few supporters of the president stood on the edge of the crowd waving pro-Trump placards.
It's a farce. There's not one shred of evidence. It's hearsay. This one heard that one who heard the other one. Get some concrete evidence. You know, everyone, you know, has to abide by the law, whether they're Republican or Democrat. I don't see any concrete evidence.
From the White House, Donald Trump sent some late-night tweets.
They want to impeach me? I'm not worried. And yet they were all breaking the law in so many ways. How can they do that and yet impeach a very successful president of the United States who has done nothing wrong? These people are crazy.
President Trump sent Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi a six-page letter urging her not to proceed with the impeachment. He accused her of staging an illegal, partisan, attempted coup and declaring war on American democracy. The letter provided plenty of fodder for late-night TV in the U.S.
This letter is bonkers. I don't even know how to describe the tone of it. I guess if you took the most privileged white lady ever and gave her a whole bottle of wine and then asked her to write a Yelp review of a restaurant that made her wait 40 minutes for a table and then got her order wrong twice.
All week, Trump's been relatively quiet. I mean, you know, all things considered, about his impending impeachment. But the pressure clearly was building under the surface, because this afternoon, the lid blew off Mount St. Yellen. The eruption came in the form of a six-page shriek.
Dr. Gorana Gurgic is from the U.S. Studies Center at the University of Sydney.
Look, the letter is kind of President Trump being President Trump and, in a sense, not diverging one inch from what his message has been all this time.
The House of Representatives Rules Committee has met to set the boundaries for the impeachment debate. The committee has allowed 6 hours for the proceedings on the floor of the House, with a vote expected to be taken after that. Dr. Gurgic says the debate will be played out along party lines in the House and in the Senate.
It is essentially a purely partisan matter where Republicans are closing the ranks and kind of standing by President Trump, whereas Democrats are trying to make this case known and trying to really set the agenda on these two articles of impeachment.
Republican Senator John Kennedy summed up the chances of the impeachment being passed by the Senate in a uniquely Louisiana style.
Based on what I know today and what others know today, I think this thing's dead as fried chicken in the Senate.
Senator John Kennedy, that report from Rachel Mealy.